What the hell was that?
Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yeah. Are you there?
We gotta get rid of this kook. I got an idea.
Greatness at its finest.
Welcome to the Rodcast.
Wonder who that could be.
On the Horn, 104.9 AM 1260.
Come on, why you want to play a brother like that?
And hornfm.com.
Is there a problem back there?
With the Longhorns play and Austin talks sports.
Welcome back to the Rodcast. I appreciate everybody hitting us up on the Specs text line, man. You guys have had some great stuff on the Specs text line. Really good stuff, so keep it coming. 512-337-3776. We're going to have our friend John Price join us next segment to break down some of the betting line, entertainment lines, the betting lines, the college and the NFL level. That'll be coming up next segment. So you want to make some money, you want to stick around, all right? Even if you're not trying to make some money, I would encourage you to stick around. But, hey, you can make money off listening to Rod B. You know, I'm always giving you the facts and figures and the numbers. You can extrapolate it and use it however you want to. And if you use it to make some money for yourself and to pay some bills, well, good for you, damn it. My man BK does that all the time. You can hit him up via Twitter, at Brad Kellner in the Twitterverse. I'm at Rod Babers in the Twitterverse as well. Okay, you ever rushing through the day every now and then you get rushed and you get out of your schedule and you forget to do something like something fundamental and basic? Like Texas in the OU game, they forgot to block and tackle. Like, you know what I mean? Like, oh, man, forgot to block and tackle today. My bad. I did that today. I forgot to block and tackle. I forgot to put on deodorant. It was weird. And I mean,
is that why you ran down to your car?
Yeah, I thought I had made some little more deodorant. I thought I brought – I usually have everything in my bag, but sometimes I have a little stick on me where, you know, I prepared for being unprepared. Sometimes, but I got no deodorant. I had to turn the air down so I wouldn't sweat in here.
Oh, so you started feeling it a little
bit.
Yeah,
I did take a shower right before I came, though.
Okay.
But now I got to go get some deodorant before I go to my next activity. My next activity is at Media All-Stars Field Day competition
thing. Oh, it's a field day. You're going to be outside running around. You don't need deodorant for
that. I'm not Matthew McConaughey. I can't be just stanking it up all to be damned and women still think I'm fine. Like, I got to smell good.
Who are you trying to impress? It's the media out here, man.
I don't, listen, I am not about B.O. I am against B.O.
I'm about to go to this thing sounding like this, man.
I know. You're sick. You can't even perform. What are you going out there for? You're going to be sicker.
I'm
going to
get yelled at for the next year if I don't show up.
You're going to get other people sick is what you're going to do, you sickly person.
Yep.
You should stay away. Should rest.
I won't get yelled at.
Yeah, that's true. But boss is going to be out there.
Yeah,
I know. That's why I got to go. But now I got to go get deodorant first because I can't go out there and be, you know, if I start smelling. Listen, I'm going to be sweating anyway. Everybody's going to be sweating. I need some layer of protection. And, you know, usually, you know, I'm a secret man. I use secret deodorant, which is strong enough for a man. It is strong enough for a man. And it's strong enough for me. pH balance, it works for me. But I forgot to put on deodorant. And I feel insecure the whole day. I don't feel right. I'm not I go up to people and they come close to me and I shy away. I was in the elevator with a woman. I went to the other side, like way over, because I don't feel fresh. It's weird.
Man.
I know. It's bad. I got to go to HEB.
Some research, some notes or something for the show. That's why you're going down to your car.
Well, no. You see, I got more than enough.
I know.
Of them.
That's why I was like,
research.
What'd you forget, man?
No,
you got 200 sheets
out there.
No, man.
Deodorant, man. Yeah. I need it. So now I'm upset with myself. So if anybody in this building listen to the show has deodorant, you know what? I don't want to use your it's got to be spray on, though. I don't use another person's deodorant. That's gross.
Right.
I will say that that's why I started wearing secret is because in college, everybody here who listens to the show knows the story. I was hanging out with a young lady, had some prior companionship that the night before, and I needed to go to class. I had to hurry up and go to class because I was late, which happens a lot with me. And I had to use her deodorant. I just put on some of her deodorant. I needed a layer of protection. Went to class. I had three different ladies compliment me on my scent. And it was just the raw masculinity of Rod B's pheromones and secret deodorant. And after that, I was like, okay. I gave up my cool water cologne, and now I just wear secret and basic. It was a combination because I had some cocoa butter lotion. You know, black folks got to have I lotioned up today. I didn't forget that. Every now and then, I'll forget to lotion up, which as a black person, that is, dude, that's, you can't do that because then you're ashy. You ever seen an ashy black person?
Like, don't crack, baby.
Exactly.
They're the rules.
Well, it does crack when you're ashy.
Yeah, it should.
It does. When you're ashy, it does. All right. So I didn't forget to lotion up, but I did forget my deodorant. So, but that's why I wear Secret deodorant now, because ladies like it. I mean, the ladies gave me compliments on it. Anyway. All right. Long story short there. Someone says, Secret, Rod? Yes, Secret. I'm not afraid to share that with you guys on air. I share a lot of secrets with you guys on air. Matter of fact, that was a secret.
So right? When you were going to buy this at HEB back in the day, what do you say? Oh, it's from my girl? They asked you about it?
No.
The cashier gave you a weird look or something? What'd you say?
I would use that story because that's a good story to hit on chicks with. Because chicks will find it intriguing and you'll spark up a conversation. And all you need is an in with a woman, right? So no matter how bizarre the in is, just get me in and I'm in there like swimwear. You know what I mean? Boom. Dude, don't get me started. I gave you a great tip for hitting on chicks.
You give me some good tips. Man.
Go to HEB, go grocery shopping, do it in a suit. And women, they'll eat it up. I used to, if you want to get hit on by women, go grocery shopping, go out there to the Real Housewives of Westlake HEB and go in a suit. All the desperate housewives will be hitting on you, brother. Guarantee you. Because they'll think you're a professional like you're doing. Yeah, and you're a professional anyway, but they'll think you're like, you're balling. Trust me. Boom. I did it numerous times. Oh, man. I used to go with the real co-eds of UT. You know, the one. What's the HEB over there by 35?
Right?
Oh, the Hancock
Center.
Baby. Oh, you know. See, you know what it is. The Hancock Center was just, it was like shooting fish in a barrel. It's amazing. It's great. Boom. There you go. You're welcome, BK. I can't do that anymore. I'm an old man. Now it would be creepy. Now it would be the creepy old man out there. I can't do that anymore. All right. And plus, I got a good woman in my life, in case she's listening.
There you go.
All right. You can always hit us up on the Specs text line. Sorry for the random rant. Great text on the Specs text line, though. And you guys, please keep them coming, because there have been some great ones. One texter says, Rod, how many analysts did Tom Herman hire in the offseason? And what is their job? Aren't they supposed to do the research and development you have been talking about? That's a great point. One of my rants I went on today, and I've gone on a couple, one of the rants is about Texas football and the tackling epidemic. Tackling's bad in America? No, it's not necessarily bad in America, but we've dealt with what Todd Orlando is dealing with, the tackling issues, and now they're averaging 15 per game versus Power 5 opponents. They're leading the country in missed tackles. And this is not the first time early on in the season where Texas has led the country in missed tackles. It happened in 2015 and 16, happened in 2012 and 13. Each time we fired a defensive coordinator or demote the defensive coordinator, and then that's the beginning of the end for the head coach at the time. We've had three different head coaches. You've had five different defensive play callers, and they've all gone through the same cycle. So what I'm saying is, if you're just observing recent history, it's got to be a symptom of a much larger problem. I think I've identified what it is, but I don't know how you. I think it's just depth. It's just having talented depth. We didn't have this issue when I was on the 40 acres in the early 2000, 2001, and 2002. And I don't think you really had it until probably 2010. And the reason I don't think Mac Brown had to deal with that is because he had talented depth. He never lost 233 combined starts off of one defense, because when I left, when Corey Redding and I left the defense in 2002, when I was drafted in 03, it was still a Michael Huff, and that was a Marcus Tubbs, and that was a Derrick Johnson. You had a lot to build on. You had a ton of talent to build with. And you know, so I think number one, that's something Tom Herman can just continue to build through recruiting. You want talented depth. So when guys do go down, like you've had unprecedented injuries in the secondary, which is also affecting Todd Orlando's product defensively, it won't be as disastrous. And I think we also got to break the cycle of the third year of the defensive coordinator being their last year. We've had three consecutive DCs, and now people want Todd Orlando out. Manny Diaz, his third year, he's a bum. He sucks. He's got to go. Vance Bedford, third year, he's a bum. He sucks. He's got to go. All right, you know, sooner or later, you're Jennifer Aniston. You got to look in the mirror and go, okay, is it me? Like, is it me? I know I'm hot. I know I'm hot. I'm good looking. Texas is Jennifer Aniston right now. They're hot. They're good looking. They got a ton of talent on defense. But for some reason, they can't break this cycle. All right. Sorry for the Jennifer Aniston random thing there. I don't even know why Jennifer Aniston's on my mind. I think she got on Instagram yesterday and it was a big deal. Anyway, she can't break the cycle. She's too damn hot to not have a man, and she wants a man. That's crazy. All right. Woman that in Texas is too damn talented. All right. And they want to be physical and good at tackling, and there's no excuse for it. So sorry. That was my connection. But my point is, this is cyclical now. Now we're addressing the symptom over and over again and not the actual issue. So I think the issue is talented depth, something you can't fix overnight. I think you also got to break the cycle and give Todd Orlando another year to see if the cycle can naturally break itself through adding more talent and depth and him making adjustments. Guys, we've seen Todd Orlando make adjustments, though, right? Even against you go look at the time that you had Texas with the whether it be the lightning package, or he had to make an adjustment built around the talent of playing more defensive backs, and he basically got into the dirty dime as their base package and their base personnel, and that was the most effective defensive package that they used in 2017. You know, whether it be the Texas Bowl where you have, you know, the Missouri offense, you don't have Malik Jefferson, you don't have Houghton Hill, you don't have Deshaun Elliott, and you're still able to hold them to one of their season lows in terms of productivity on offense. The Georgia game with no Caden Stearns, you're able to hold that Georgia rushing attack 2,000-yard backs to, you know, the third lowest rushing output in the Kirby Smart tenure. I've seen them make the adjustments, you know, over and over again. I was disappointed, obviously, in the Oklahoma blueprint without a spy. But I'm still on the Todd Orlando bandwagon is basically what I'm trying to say. And I don't just think it's him. I'd like to give him another shot to see if he can rectify the issues that exist. You know, and maybe he can't. But right now, he's not the big issue. It's something we've been dealing with for a while, guys. All right? You can't deny that. You can say, well, it's because of this and this. We don't actually know the core reason. I think that's Tom Herman's got to figure that out. I think it is about you know, you've had a lot of turnover on defense too, right? Different defensive coordinators, different terminologies, different technique, different cultures. You know, having consistency, which Tom Herman is all about, consistency and alignment. You know, I think maybe that's his, you know, that's probably going to, in his opinion, that's probably going to be the course of rectifying this issue. It's just let's stay the course. You know what I mean? Let's plow ahead. Let's work harder. Let's get more physical. And he said now, you know, that's what Tom Herman did last year. That's what Todd Orlando did last year. Remember, they were missing 17 tackles per game. They were missing 20 tackles per game if you include the Oklahoma State game, the West Virginia game, and the Texas Tech game last year. 20 per game. And then Todd Orlando, they ask him what he's going to do, and he says, I'm going to practice harder. We're going to be more physical in practice. I'm going to double down because we got to be able to practice tackling every day so that we can cultivate it and get really good at it. And it did work out the Iowa State game. I think they held Iowa State. They had 8 missed tackles in that game. And the truth is, being in this conference has been really tough on Todd Orlando and that defense. It's, you know, the air raid offenses, which is the offenses that he struggled the most against, you know, they are about, you know, creating space and putting players in space. And, you know, I think because you don't have a Dana Holgorsen or a Cliff Kingsbury, that's going to help Todd Orlando too. But ultimately, the Big 12 is a, you know, a hybrid spread conference, and it's about getting guys in space and how they perform in space. So Texas has got to get better at that. You know, tackling is one of the toughest things to do in football. I've always said that. And it'll continue to be. It's really just one of those things you have to practice. Nobody's naturally a good tackler. I don't think anybody is. I think it's something you got to practice. How do you practice when you're banged up? That's going to be for Tom Herman and staff to figure out. But he's also got to address the much larger issue, whatever it is, as to why every 3 or 4 years Texas hits this cycle. And I think it's because they play a lot of young guys, and those young guys graduate, and then you're left with a complete slate of inexperience and immaturity on defense. And this year it may not be your fault because of the injuries, but you got to get back to where you're replenishing that defensive personnel year by year to the point where you're never losing too much experience, where it debilitates the defense and devastates the defense the next year. Something that you should also be looking into, my friends at MyBookie.ag. They're going to hook you up. MyBookie.ag, if you use the promo code radio right now, if you sign up, they're going to double your first deposit up to $1,000. So they're going to give you money, basically. All right? You're going to make money with MyBookie before you even place a bet. All you got to do is sign up, all right? Use the promo code radio, and then they're going to match your deposit up to $1,000. MyBookie.ag, that's the place to go. They got more odds, more prop bets than any other sports book. Nobody, absolutely nobody pays out faster. You get your cash when you want it and when you need it. Sign up at MyBookie right now, and they'll double your first deposit, like I said, up to $1,000. Just use the promo code radio. You want to bet with the best, and you want to bet with MyBookie. They got great reviews online, and they're always hooking you up, all right? And even if you don't know the start time of your game, and say you got errands to run, you forget to bet before the game starts, they have lots of in-game live betting options, because they just want you to have as many ways as possible to win. All right? They're all about you winning and you getting paid when you want to get paid. So go to mybookie.ag, use the promo code radio, where you can play big, win big, and get paid right now at mybookie.ag. All right. So, yeah, and about the analyst thing, I think Tom Herman's analyst that he has, I don't know what he has them designated to do. I'm sure they could be looking into kind of deep dive stats and looking at trends over years. But my whole point was that, you know, we've been really hard on Todd Orlando, and I understand that he's making big bucks, so I don't feel bad for him. But I don't think this is just a Todd Orlando problem. He's part of the problem, but it ain't just him. He's not just going to, Todd Orlando's going to fix it. I mean, I've just given you multiple examples of us having that very same mentality and the problem not getting fixed. It's recurring again. It keeps coming back. Like, so we gotta think a little bit deeper. We're smarter than that. It's got to be something else that we're missing. I think Tom Herman can figure it out, but I do think ultimately it's a long-term fix. It's depth. It's recruiting. And I think this conference, honestly, this is a conference that exposes defenses. I mean, there is no better offensive conference in the country. We produce the best quarterbacks in the country year after year, Heisman Trophy winning, number one overall quarterbacks in the country, and the best offensive minds in football. Hell, there's a reason the NFL was coming after Matt Rhule, coming after Lincoln Riley, coming after Matt Campbell. Hell, an offensive coach in the Big 12 who was fired got hired as a head coach in the NFL. Everybody agrees that the Big 12 offensive minds are the elite offensive minds in football. Not that I am making an excuse for Todd Orlando. And Texas has faced LSU, which is also a top two or three offense in the league, and Oklahoma. I just think if you have issues, if you're vulnerable, man, you're going to get exposed in the Big 12. That's just, especially if you're not fundamentally sound in something as, I say, simple, and it is not simple, but, you know, something as basic as tackling, then, man, I think this is going to be an issue for Texas going forward all throughout the year. Teams will just try to put them in space as much as possible. So, I don't think it's doom and gloom, but I do think Tom Herman needs to understand my defense is not going to win games. Not right now, anyway. You're just too beat up. I mean, you're not going to get healthy for at least 2 or 3 weeks. You're just too beat up to depend on that defense to go out there and make plays. If they do, that's a plus. But right now, that would be that'd be foolhardy of Tom Herman. So I do wonder if he is going to now get back to a more high-octane offense. Now, Texas offense has been great. It's phenomenal. It's really good. It's really good. Still, I think, top 15 in the country, number 13, I think, in scoring offense. It's a good offense. But this is the Kim Kardashian, Nicki Minaj, Serena Williams size, Cardi B size. But you're not going to win games, you know, with your special teams and with your defense. We've seen them already underachieve with this team. If they give you, you know, more anything other than average, that's just, you know, that's added value, if you will. They're anything other than average. But I don't think you can expect them to be anything other than average. If they're average, I think that's a good day for you, because your special team has been underachieving, and so has your defense. You had a lot of hidden yardage you lost in that Oklahoma game. Your starting field position, I believe, was at the 19. The starting field position for Oklahoma was at the 32. like 32 or something like that. I mean, that's crazy. I believe actually it may have been 37-yard line. I may have got that number wrong. They basically started almost in Texas territory most of the time. That's a whole lot of hidden yardage. So if you're Tom Herman, you want to win games in the Big 12, and you're about to go up against John Heacock, who some people think is the best defensive mind in the Big 12. You're about to go up against, you know, Gary Patterson, one of the best defensive minds in college football. You know, you still got to play Matt Rhule, who Matt Rhule, I think I got a man crush on him. He's got one of the best minds, period, in football. He's coached linebackers, coached O-line, coached running backs, coached, hell, I believe he's coached tight ends. Man, he's coached D-line. He's coached everywhere. And he has a history with Tom Herman, so he at least knows the philosophy and culture of Tom Herman from their time in the American Athletic Conference. So it's one of those things where I think Texas offense has to evolve. I think they're going to have to take bear the responsibility of going out to win games for Texas, because you do have a transcendent quarterback in Sam Ehlinger. You do have Devin DuVernay, who's leading the country in receptions per game and, you know, and overall receptions. You do have Colin Johnson. The offensive line, although, you know, they were subpar versus Oklahoma, that should be a strength. And I think now the offense needs to evolve so that you can go win games. You got to do what Oklahoma did last year and 2 years before that, where they're not a good special teams unit, and they're not a good defense, but with one phase of the game, they can go win games, and they can go beat opponents with just one phase. Oklahoma did that for the last 2-3 years before they got Alex Grinch. Now they got a defense, which is scary. But I think Texas is there now. Because of the injuries, you can't depend on Todd Orlando's defense to show up. You gotta actually go out there with the intention of outscoring teams and basically predicting that everything is going to be a shootout. Because if you don't, and you allow some defense to keep you neutralized for most of the game, you could end up behind and out of a game in the Big 12 just because your defense is not going to be the rise to the occasion because of all the injuries until guys get healthy. And I think that's where Texas football is right now. That's the danger. That's the danger, is that you are not a well-rounded, balanced football team anymore. Not right now. Just the special teams might be the easiest way for you to gain some balance, because you can improve that in a week or two. That's just bad decisions. That's just different personnel. You got a good kicker. Dicker, the kicker's one of the best in the country. And Buchevsky is not a bad punter. You're just making, you know, bad decisions, and that's what's losing the hidden yardage on special teams. So you can improve that. Your offense is one of the best in the country. I would consider it still in that elite category. It's still top 15. So that's how you're going to win games. Don't depend on your defense to do it. If you are, that's a you problem. That's your fault. All right, we'll come back. We'll get into John Price. We'll give us a little education on some of the entertainment lines and the betting lines at the college and the NFL level. So you want to win some money, you want to stick around. We'll get to some of your texts on the Specs text line coming back. We'll talk about the Thursday night football game tonight as well. And we'll also get into the Astros a little bit. Oh, Stros. Go Stros. Got their game coming up tonight versus the Yankees. So we'll get into that too. All of that and more right here on the broadcast. This is The Horn, 104.9 and AM 1260. All right, welcome back to the broadcast. You can always hit us up, SpecsXline, 512-337-3776. I'm at Rod Babers in the Twitterverse. My man BK is at Brad Keltner in the Twitterverse, and I've been told that it's time for our fans to make some money. John Price is on the Vaquero's Cafe and Cantina hotline.
Absolutely. John Price of SportsInformationTraders.com, or you can call him 866-441-2711. John Price featured in Forbes magazine, Yahoo Finance, and the Huffington Post. He can help you make money if you wager on sports, or even if you're brand new to wagering. John, 6 weeks into the NFL season, you've got some trends to discuss so far, how you can help some clients with some NFL bets, huh?
We do. You know, so far this year, it's been the year of the road underdogs in the NFL. Last week, 5 of the 7 underdogs to win were on the road, which continues a huge trend that really started in early September. Road teams, 55-33-2 against the spread, which is incredible, 62.5%. The Vegas odds makers will adjust. And listen, people like to bet on trends. Trends are great, but no one knows when a trend is going to end. And that's the big issue when you try wagering on your own and you assume that those trends are going to continue and you don't, you end up losing a lot of money. Give us a call, 866-441-2711, or go to sportsinformationtraders.com right now. We're offering the rest of the season from now through the Super Bowl at 50% off, so you have an opportunity to come on board, start with tonight's play, and begin winning immediately.
Yeah, 50% off the rest of the year, sportsinformationtraders.com, or call that number, 866-441-2711. All right, John, you obviously have some expertise with the NFL games. What about the college game here in Austin on Saturday night? Texas and Kansas, the Longhorns, of course, coming off the loss to Oklahoma. Kansas coming off of a bye week. Texas is about a 3-touchdown favorite at home. Where are you leaning for this game?
I watched a lot of that Texas-Oklahoma game last week, and there was a lot of things that I saw to the Longhorns that really impressed me despite losing that game. This line, by the way, is Texas minus 21. It opened at Texas minus 23, which means that Kansas is drawing the early money. But I was really impressed with the defense last week. I know they gave up a lot of points, but they won the turnover battle. They limited the Sooners to just 3 of 12 on third down. And overall, because of that, I really see this team on the defensive side turning a corner, especially against a team like Kansas. The one wrinkle in this matchup, which I'm guaranteeing you've been talking about all week on the radio, is that Kansas has a new offensive coordinator. Brett Dierman takes over. He's a little bit different. He's a film guy. He likes to strategize week to week based on the weaknesses that he sees in his opponents. So there's no question that even though they don't have the athletes to match up with an Oklahoma, they are looking at the tape from last week to see where Texas got exposed, and they're going to try to go there and do the same thing. Now, in terms of wagering, no, there's not a lot of value in a game that has a 21-point spread. But if we're looking for an opinion here, I think Texas has a lot of talent. I think way more talent than Kansas. And in my opinion, they're going to win this game, and they're going to pull away pretty big at the end. So I'm going to take Texas minus 21 over Kansas. I know everybody listening to me will be watching that game. But I'm telling you right now, if you get on board with us at 866-441-2711 or go to sportsinformationtraders.com, you're going to be watching our games too, because you're going to be making money Saturday afternoon. Wouldn't that be fun to go to sleep Saturday night after Texas blows out Kansas? And, oh, by the way, you're making money from now through the Super Bowl. When you call in today and mention that you heard me here on the station, we're going to give you 50% off for the entire remainder of the season, and that includes Super Bowl Sunday. Go right now to sportsinformationtraders.com and get started with us tonight.
There you go. Sounds like a great deal. Sportsinformationtraders.com, 866-441-2711. Watch the Longhorns take care of business on Saturday and also make some money. Put some money in your pocket as well with our man John Price. John, thanks for the time, man. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
All right, there he goes. All right, Rod, so John likes the Longhorns to cover the 3 touchdowns on Saturday night.
Yeah, I mean, I like them too, but I think Kansas is going to be able to move the ball. They're going to make some plays on our defense. I'll just say that. Puka's going to be able to make plays on Texas defense. So I don't know how big a role that plays. They've had a bye week too. I'm worried about this new offensive coordinator, Dierman.
Yep.
I'm a little worried about it because there's no film on him. You don't know what the hell he's going
to
do.
You got to go to Bethel College to find some film on him. That's where he was last year, an NAIA program.
Yeah, and even when you do that, I mean, that's not – they use all types of personnel, 11, 21. He uses 10 personnel. I mean, they threw a lot of different looks at you, or at least the Bethel film. I think Kevin Flaherty via 247 Sports did a nice write-up about Dierman. He loves the RPO. He wrote a book about RPOs. So, yeah, I'm a little worried. Now that you got Jeffrey McCulloch's hurt, Juwan Mitchell's hurt, no Caden Stearns, no Jalen Green. I don't think Texas is going to lose the game. But if I was talking about Texas covering the line, I don't know. You need a defense to cover that line. Our offense is not a high octane offense pretty much, but, you know, I wonder if you can force Texas to march the football down the field if – you know, that Kansas be able to make some plays, but you know Kansas better than I do. Are they just that bad? They're just that bad? They're terrible?
They're not good. They're okay. Not good. Right. And I mean, they've got one really impressive performance, their win at Boston College, in which they were huge, 3-touchdown road dogs and won the game outright. Their offense was actually able to move the ball pretty well in that game. But, I mean, this team put up Now 7 points at home to Coastal Carolina this year. So I would say the talent level isn't quite there.
Everybody except Rice has moved the football on Texas.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Kansas has Puka Williams. Everybody knows that.
So think about it. Everybody except Rice. Rice is the only team to do it, and they ran 22, 23 personnel sometimes.
Rice is running a 1940s
exactly.
offense.
So if they're running anything modernized, teams have been able to at least get yardage on Texas. Louisiana Tech got yardage on Texas. West Virginia got yardage on Texas. We talked about how bad those offenses were.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, they're bad, but at least they got a player, Puka, who may play in the NFL. That's probably more than Louisiana Tech had.
Yeah. Maybe Adrian Hardy, that wide receiver, might be playing on
Sundays. Yeah, that's right. He's a really good player.
No, Kansas has more NFL talent.
You get my point? Yeah, so I'm like, well, I think if everybody moved the ball on Texas, I'm going to assume with all the injuries that Texas is dealing with on the back end, that Chris Brown now injured, no Caden Stearns, no Jalen Green, Juwan Mitchell's dealing with injuries, so is Jeffrey McCulloch. I think DeMarvion Overshown is probably going to start the other safety. They're going to move the ball on Texas. Yeah, they may not score, but they're going to move the ball.
I'd be shocked if Kansas ended in single digits on Saturday.
Yeah,
which means if Texas is going to cover, they're going to have to put something 30. Up in the 30s to 40s probably to win.
And I think Texas offense, man, they got to start changing things up because I think they do need to be more explosive. I do. And my man Jeff brought up 20 personnel. They should if Tom Herman loves the running back so much that he won't even name Rojo the starting running back because he loves Keontae that much too, and both of them are playing well, then run more two-back formations, two-back, zero tight ends. Or maybe the 10 personnel where you put Jake Smith and Duvernay on the field at once. And not that I have anything against Cade Brewer. I think Cade Brewer is awesome. He's great. But you should still be running 11 personnel too. I need that too. But you need to have certain personnel package where you can maximize opportunities to score and maximize mismatches. And you can do that with more Jake Smith on the field. You could do that with Duvernay and Jake Smith on the field together. You can do that with 20 personnel with Keontae Ingram and Rojo on the field together, as opposed to running 11 personnel 90% of the time. So I think he's got to change some stuff up. Hopefully, you know, you'll see him do that. Just a little diversification. You don't need a ton. Just a little diversity is good. Boom.
A good weekend to test some things.
It is.
Right?
This is a perfect weekend.
This is the worst
it.
Team remaining on your schedule. You should be able to take care of business. If you want to try some things, obviously don't get carried away. Make
Are
sure you
crazy?
Take care of business. But if you want to try some wrinkles or something, this might be the time.
Rojo at Wildcat. Good wrinkle game. Yeah, I agree. This is a good wrinkle game for Tom Herman. All right, we'll come back and we'll wrap it up, put it in the oven. Some of your texts on the Specs text line. We'll talk Cowboys and Eagles on the other side. I got a stat for you about how pivotal this game is for both sides. There's trash talk going on. Doug Peterson's already said they're going to go down and win that game. We'll see if the Cowboys can respond. They have a retort with some testicular fortitude. All of that and more right here on the broadcast. This is the Horn, 104.9 AM, 1260. All right, welcome back to the Rodcast. Time for our Myers Elgin Sausage Weekend Watch. We get into the scores in the Central Texas High School area for the high school action. So, of course, we'll just preview the games and give you the upcoming games tonight. Tomorrow we'll get into the Friday Night Lights action. But tonight in high school football action here in the area, you do have Lockhart, 5-2. Versus Alamo Heights. Shout out to Lockhart. They did actually let me come out there and give a pregame speech to the team. I did not know they were going to let me do it, but they let me give a pregame speech to the team. I will say that they did beat the other team by like 50 points.
What are you, Herb Brooks? Herb Brooks of high school football?
I freestyled it because I was expecting them to just let me, you know, come out there and hang out on the sideline. No, talk to the team right before the game. Freaked me out, but at least they won by 50-some points, so I feel like good omen, baby, good omen. You have the Antlers, San Antonio Memorial Minutemen versus the Tyvee Antlers. That's also another game tonight. LBJ Austin, they're 4-2 versus Crockett is 2-4. That's also tonight. You have Dripping Springs, which is 5-1. They're rolling versus Lanier, which is 1-5. You also have tonight the East Side Memorial versus Navarro. Another game tonight, high school action here in Central Texas. And that's about it. I mean, you don't have many games tonight on Thursdays, but tomorrow we'll go over all the Friday Night Lights high school football games and again. give you more of the updates from our Myers Elgin Sausage Weekend Watch. Do really appreciate our good friends at Myers Elgin Smoked Sausage, not only for producing some of the great sausage and smoked meats out there, but also for sponsoring our Myers Elgin Smoked Myers Elgin Weekend Watch and our wrap up as well. Remember, folks, you can find Myers Elgin Smoked Sausage wherever you do your grocery shopping, at Walmart, HEB, City Market, Fiesta, other select independent grocery stores, or you can go online at QtopiaTexas.com. That simple. Cuetopia, QtopiaTexas.com. You can have Myers Elgin Smoked Meats delivered right to your door. That's right. Brisket, ribs, sausage, sauces, and so much more. QtopiaTexas.com. Go check it out for yourself. All right, Cowboys fans, here's a stat. Maybe it'll give you anxiety. Maybe it'll make you feel good. Maybe it'll pump you up. I'm not sure. Because right now there's a mixture of emotions going on for the Cowboys. The difference between winning and losing for Philadelphia and Dallas on Sunday, it says since the 12-team playoff format, 4-3 teams have made the playoffs 50% of the times. 3-4 teams have only made the playoffs 18% of the time. Not saying it's going to be the be-all, end-all, but, man, if you're the Cowboys and you don't show up for this game, I think it could go downhill quickly. Here's the thing, though. Jason Garrett teams, backs up against the wall, have actually been pretty good. That's what you hate about Jason Garrett. He does just enough to save his damn job. Last year, you lost 3 of 4, right, in weeks 5 through 9. Then you won 5 in a row. And then you finished the season winning 8 of 9. 2017, lost 3 straight in weeks 10 through 12. Then you won 3 in a row and then finished the season winning 4 of your last 5. 2014, it happened again. You lost 2 in a row in weeks 8 through 9, and Rome was burning, but they won 5 of the last 6 to finish the season, and boom, Jason Garrett saves his job. He does it every time, and he might do it again, but Doug Peterson's probably got a lot to say about that, too. So we'll talk more about Cowboys and Eagles tomorrow. I want to thank my man, BK, for doing a great job. As always, thank you guys on the Specs text line for all your contributions. Remember, the revolution will not be televised. We'll talk about it right here on the broadcast. Everybody have a great night. Be kind to one another. I love you, and I mean that. Peace.
Hope you're ready for the next episode. Hey.